Venter City Planning Board Meeting, May 8, 2024.
Call this meeting to order. This meeting is being held in accordance with the due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press. The current and a copy of the same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Please rise to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag. States. To the states, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Where are you, Dan?
Welcome, everybody. We're going to do roll call first.
Mayor Langria.
Here.
Commissioner Kriebel.
Here.
Xavi Hutch.
Here.
Lorraine Scanlon.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Greer Gaskell.
Here.
Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Tom Halpin, Jake Book, and Wendy Bartlett.
First item on the agenda is adoption of the March 25th, 2024 minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read them? Hello? Are there any changes, questions on the minutes? Any member? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Seeing none. Any abstentions?
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Okay, there's one. All right. The minutes are adopted. Next item is adoption of the resolution, P-16-2024, Michael and Janet Connolly. Has everyone had a chance to read the resolution? Any changes, comments, concern? Seeing none. All those in favor of adopting?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Abstain.
And one abstention. Okay. First item of business tonight is Brian Scott Zuckerman, 14 North Washington Avenue.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I don't believe anyone's here for the applicant. Mr. Goldstein, Eric Goldstein, sent us a letter. He obtained an approval for this property back in October of 2023. We approved the house lift, some renovations, additions. There's an obscure provision in our ordinance. It's not even in our zoning ordinance. It's in Section 143. I said, Section 143, it says, unless you start construction, variances expire in 6 months. Six months would take him to June 13th, 2024. He's requested a six-month extension to December 13th, 2024. That's an ordinance we've been, that some people aren't even aware of, but we've been looking to, most towns don't have 6 months. That's very short. We've been looking, I've even drafted something and circulated it. I'll recirculate it this week. But basically, by letter request, he's asking for a six-month extension, sort of just to protect his client's interests.
So all we need to do as a board is vote on it?
Yeah, I think we can do a motion to grant a six-month extension to December 13th, 2024, and then all in favor, any opposed? And if there's any discussion, we can have discussion, but.
Is Eric requesting an additional 6 months?
I think the most.
From June to December, right?
Yeah, from June to December. It would expire in June. So the extension dates we are requesting would run from June 13th, 2024 to December 13th, 2024. As Venter's ordinance 14321 limits the time for variance to 6 months from the date the resolution is adopted. So he's looking, looks like he's looking to December 13th. He sent a letter.
Right.
And then he modified it with email, said the dates in the letter are screwed up.
So do you need to make a motion for the board?
Sure. We'll need a motion and a second to grant the extension till December 13th, 2024.
I think we'll just do a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone, any objections? I'm sure there's no abstentions.
Technically, we needed a motion, and then can someone make that?
Right, exactly. It's right before.
This is a conclusion, but.
Can I have a motion? Motion second?
Second.
Apologies.
I assume no one's changed their mind, so, okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is Bonnie Horowitz, 106 South Nashville Ave.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. Stephen Abramoff on behalf of the applicant, Bonnie Horowitz. It's a property at 106 South Nashville Avenue. It's approximately about a 100-year-old home. Features a ground floor basement that is the subject of this application. Property's been in my client's family since roughly 1971. Her parents owned it from 1971 until about 1993. Ms. Horowitz took title to it. In your packet is a copy of the deed showing Ms. Horowitz taking title, and you can see on the deed, there's a deed recital of the prior title in the names of Lewis and Pearl Liss, who the applicant will testify shortly, her parents. What we come before the board is we're asking following relief for a certificate of nonconformity for a ground floor basement. The only witness I have tonight is the homeowner, Bonnie Horowitz. Before I bring her forward, I don't know if the board had any professionals that wish to speak first, or if you want me to just call my witness.
Well, that's a good option. I'll have our attorney swear in our board engineer planner.
All right, Mr. McLaurin, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
No, please proceed.
Stand right here, right?
We'll have to have her sworn in.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Horowitz, just give us your name and address for the record, please.
6 South Nashville.
Okay, great. If you can please raise your right hand, you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth. Thank you.
Bonnie, you heard what I was just telling work in my introduction.
Excuse me. Please use the microphone, please.
We're trying to.
You can take it out.
Put it right here. When you speak, just speak into that. Ms. Horowitz, you're the owner of 106 South Nashville, is that true?
Yes.
And you've owned this property since 1992?
Yes.
And your parents, your mom and dad, were Lewis and Pearl Liss?
Yes.
And they owned the property since 1971?
Yes.
And was your family originally from the Philly area?
Yes.
And so this was a summer home?
Yes.
You recall coming down to this property back in the 1970s?
Yes.
And did you come by yourself?
Or with your with my family.
It was your family?
With
fam-
my children.
Were they young children?
My husband. Yes.
And okay. And so is am I correct to say that you're very familiar with this property, not just during the time that you've owned it, but going back to the time your parents first became owners of it?
Yes.
We're talking roughly about 52 years that this house has been in your family.
Yes.
Do you recall back in the earliest days that you came down? I guess we're talking about 1972 would be the earliest summer you were down here?
Yeah, yes.
Do you recall when you came down here there being a ground floor apartment for this property?
Yes.
And did your parents use that property for revenue?
Yes.
The apartment itself, is it occupies the entirety of the ground floor?
Yes.
How many bedrooms are in?
3 bedrooms.
How many bathrooms?
1.
And are there any other rooms?
Kitchen and a living room.
And is that layout the same layout that's in there today that was in there back in the days when you came down with little children?
Yes.
And then roughly in about 1993, your father deeded the property to you for a dollar, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and in the years that you've owned the property, have you rented out the basement?
Yes, every year.
Have you, and in those years, did you obtain a certificate of occupancy from the city?
Yes.
Note to the board members, in your packet, there are certificates of occupancy that we were able to obtain through OPRA for 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011. Do you remember applying for and getting a rental license?
Yes.
In your packet, board members, there's a rental license from 2015, as well as property record card that does state in there that the basement was a quote finished basement. Now, is this apartment currently unoccupied?
Yes.
And is that the result of by choice, or was there damage that prevented it from being occupied?
It was damaged.
What kind of damage?
Flooding, water damage.
And did this flooding or water damage happen right before COVID hit?
Yes.
And in the years since then, since COVID, have you been interested again in trying to fix the place up and getting it re-rented?
Yes.
During the years of COVID, were you unable to get contractors in?
Well, yes.
Look, the inside the apartment itself, are all of the walls out there, the walls that would designate this bedroom, that bedroom, the third bedroom, the kitchen, are all the walls still intact?
Yeah.
Everything is still
the rooms, there? Yeah, the rooms are there.
Are the bathroom fixtures still in place?
Yes.
Toilet is still in there.
Yes.
Kitchen counter is still there.
Yes.
All the plumbing lines.
Yes.
So at this point, is it your intention to renovate and fix up this place so that people can live there once again?
Yes.
You want to put new flooring in?
Yes.
Paint the unit?
Yes.
And do those kinds of things?
Yes.
Would you say that this is still an apartment, even though it's in need of repairs? Is it still an apartment?
Yes.
And am I correct in saying that you want to rent it out again as you had all those years before?
Yes.
I have a question.
I do have a question. In the packet that you provided us as an applicant, there is a application for certificate of nonconformity. It looks like it was done in March 2020, and it was denied by James Agostino, and it says on the bottom, proof prior to 1978. Were you able to get proof prior to 1978?
This is at the time, it was COVID. My client basically had many shell repairs for obvious reasons. Where you couldn't get proof. And so after a certain passage of time, the client decided that this we're here, albeit these years late, we are here in response to that. Board action was required because zoning did change. City Bank requires the certificate not important. So, in a sense, you know, Mr. Agostino issued all those years ago.
Usually is a normal procedure that we ask for proof that the structure was used as a rental prior to 1978. That's the date of.
We have institutional knowledge of, we have a family that owned this property prior to 1978. We have a witness, you know, who's a current owner, whose family owned it, his parents owned it, who was there, you know, every single summer with family and recalls it being an apartment, knows that her parents, you know, generated revenue, as she just testified, you know, to help support it. Back in the day, as those of us who were all around back then know, not everybody who had homes on the beach block, you know, could exist without revenue.
Sure.
And so the Melissa's turned it into an apartment downstairs and collected revenue from it. That's what Ms. Horowitz's testimony is to that effect. We did, you know, perform an OPRA search. Records that you have are the full gamut of what Metro was able to produce to us. And as you can imagine from back then, in terms of, you know, proof beyond what we have, which is a series of COs that were approved by the city, rental license that was approved by the city, property record card, which shows full finished basement, and the testimony. I think that we've, you know, certainly put proofs forward that the board could consider as satisfactory to prove that this has been an apartment for all of these years.
Yes, there's no doubt. I looked at the structure myself. There are two gas meters. There are two electrical meters. So obviously, there must be two apartments. But in terms of procedure, there are some discrepancies. One of them that I noted was the property record card, which says there's only one unit in the building.
It says finished. It says it's a finished basement, and it was.
So I have a finished basement. I have one unit in my house.
But it's a separate unit. In other words, so it's not.
I have a separate door, separate entrance, but it's not. My property record card says one family.
And it's been treated as an apartment by the city of Ventnor.
For part of the years, but there's a gap from, it looks like the first certificate of occupancy I see is from 04.
These are the only records that were available. That's all that was available. We're talking about.
No leases with these people, nothing?
Well, in terms of written leases, the records that we have, furthest records we have going back to establish written records that we have to establish that it was an apartment or what you see in that packet that the city provided us. You know, beyond that, I mean, if the city had records and this, you know, this has been an apartment all these years. If the city had additional records, then they would have been produced. If we had additional records, they would have. But it is, I think, fairly customary to assume that people are not going to keep or have access to records from nearly a half a century ago regarding a property that they own.
We see these a lot. I don't mean to interrupt. We see these a lot, and this is not normally what we see. We see information going back Polk directories with phone numbers to the people that lived there from the 30s and 40s.
Right, these were
some of these.
Was there any attempt to get look at the Polk directories?
There was no attempt to get a Polk directory. There's no steps from the first to second. They are two separate. There are how many points of access are there for the ground floor apartment?
Two.
Is there a door that's
on? A door in the front and the side and a door in the back.
If in your packet there are photographs, there's a photograph of the front of the house looking towards the left side, and you'll see that there is a side door. That is the entrance, the forward entrance, the apartment. Then there's a picture in the back where you see a staircase going up, and then there's a covered area behind the staircase. That is a doorway that leads into, I think you said, the kitchen.
Yes.
Kitchen of the unit. So there are no stairs that connect that ground floor apartment to the other space. It is a separate dwelling unit. It always has been. It's never been connected to the house, and it has been treated by the city as an apartment for decades and decades, and it's been used by residents and by my clients and treated as an apartment for all those years. The mere absence of written records does not defeat an application such as this when you have other documents that support and in a straight line support the fact that this has always been an apartment. It's never been anything but that. It's never been part of the upstairs dwelling. If the board is saying to me tonight that it needs to see more, then I would offer the following, that I would say at this point, we would ask if the board is, and I sit on a board across the bridge, as Leo knows, if the board is trying to tell me that it wants to see more, then I would ask the board to consider tabling this matter and giving us the opportunity to come back with and see if we can find a Polk registry and some other paperwork that the board would feel more comfortable with in making a determination on this application.
I think that might be a good idea, because this property record card indicates one kitchen, one living room.
Right, that's what I was looking at. So it's a little puzzling. And I see a driveway access that really doesn't go anywhere. It just goes to the sidewalk. Can you park cars on this site?
So, yeah, as you can see, there are procedural discrepancies here that we need to iron out and make sure that, you know, we do this thing in a proper manner.
I totally respect that. And again, I sit from your perspective on many applications, so I understand that. And you have a right to see what you want to see. So I would then ask
for both space. an elevated basement?
Says, I believe it said finished basement.
I'm looking at elevated basement, property record. Now.
It's not elevated. It really is at ground level. Yeah, I mean, I.
Yeah, they're calling the ground floor the elevated basement. It's not, you know, low grade.
But they're referencing it as a basement, not.
It's a ground floor apartment. I guess, you know, there really are no, on the entire island, you're not going to really have a basement unless you want to be up to here and walk. I mean, it's a ground floor unit.
It makes me wonder, was it ever actually an apartment? That's why I'm.
Always been an apartment. 50 years it's been an apartment. I would then ask that the board allow us to table this motion, to come back before the board, and hopefully provide the paperwork that this board, is certainly asking us for. And be more than happy to make that effort and, provide hopefully whatever we can find that'll enable the board to look at this.
In defense of the applicant, a lot of times when the assessor visits the property, they don't have access to inside the property. So I suspect that may have been why this is the way it is.
But I think, you know, as the mayor had indicated, we have had people come before us for similar requests, have gone back, gotten various records. So hopefully you can do that. But before we make a decision to postpone it, is there anybody in the public that would like to comment on this application?
Yeah, I would say we have not completed our presentation. We're asking to table it. So I think, if the public wants to come forward, then I think the public needs to know that if we come back before this board, that there'll be additional matters that would come before this board, and that therefore the public, you know, they just need to know that this might not be the full gamut of our presentation.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I would agree with Mr. Abramoff in that respect. Sounds like chairman and maybe some other members of the board would at least like to hear, to the extent the public wants to speak, what input they might have. Maybe they have some historical knowledge, understanding that there's possibility that, a good possibility that we're going to table this. You're going to come back at a later date and you're going to continue your presentation. Then we're going to reopen it up to the public.
Exactly. I just wanted to be clear. I wanted the public to know that.
Fair enough. Fair point.
It's more for the, they made the effort to come out. We want a chance to save you.
Exactly.
So anybody in the public, please step forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
Jeffrey Jaskel, 104 South Nashville Avenue.
And Mr. Jaskel, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Myself and a number of the neighbors are here that we believe this is not a good application, and that the use has been is non-conforming, was non-conforming. I believe if you look closely at that application, the one you were referring to earlier, the date it was actually signed was March 16th of 1998, and the counter signature just says 320 down in the left. I think it indicates that it may have been countersigned on 3/20 of 1998. And it says at that time, proper proof was not provided from 1978 to show the use had as a duplex, to be fair. So since it's not shown as a duplex, our understanding, and this board has voted on it several times, that means the use has therefore disappeared. If the use has disappeared, we all as a block and a neighborhood support the Ventnor master plan. A lot of us have spent a lot of money to build nice homes on that block so that we would like it to be single family homes. And we feel quite strongly about that. The application put a date down of that the use changed in COVID. We actually, the neighbors stand, we believe that the damage occurred in 2018, 3 years before COVID. There's no question of the damage. It was either late 2017 or early 2018. I believe someone will speak to that as well. We like Bonnie. It's very nice. She offered a home for sale last year as a duplex. Home is not a duplex. It's not a permitted duplex. On 102, you guys voted on the, on 102 Oakland, you voted on the exact same matter with the exact same permit. The use was discontinued and you voted it down. So I believe that there's precedence not only there, but in other homes in the grouping. The vacancy of the house, the bottom level was destroyed. There's no question about that. We were in that bottom level. I don't remember walls, but it was in there a while ago because we were looking at the home with a potential to buy it as a single family home. But it's been vacant for over 6 years. So there's been, and we question, there's never been an effort. There's never been a workman. So there's never been an effort to actually repair it until Ms. Horowitz decided she wanted to sell it last year when she put some effort forth to try to figure that out. The other thing we question is the rental that we all pulled the same Oprah report that the Mr. Abramoff did. It indicates that there were rental certificates issued, but we also saw it is listed as a one family house. It is not listed as a duplex. It has not been listed as a duplex. It's a street of one family homes, and we're just speaking that we would like it to stay that way because we believe the approval, I certainly believe it will negatively impact the impact of our life. When I came in front of this board for my house, we were really nervous about parking. We were nervous about trying to do everything we could to make, you know, the street work so that we like designed the house so there was enough parking to get our kids to come. So we stand that I think that it will negatively impact our street and work against the plan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Please stand up.
Hi. Name
and address.
Okay. My name is Randy Wienerman. I'm at 103 South Nashville.
All right.
And my concern is,
Please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, Randy Wienerman, 103 South Nashville. My major concern is a rental on the block. It's a block of all family homes and people that it's not seasonal. And my problem is there have been rentals years ago. We had problems with that, problems with kids. And for some reason also on our block, we get a lot of people that come down for the day and decide to park there. And there's been so many occasions where we can't even get parking at our own home, and it's our home. And I just think that another rental on the block is going to be a problem. It's a large home. And I don't know if the top is going to be rented. It's multiple bedrooms, seven bedrooms. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't have a problem with Bonnie. And I just don't want to see that happen on our block. I feel like we have so many problems already. And the other thing also that I want to mention is we're right next to 5000 Boardwalk. And everybody from 5000 Boardwalk feels the need to park on our street. And there's been people that I've seen parked in front of my home that have been parked there for 2 weeks, and they just don't move their car. And it's such a problem. And that's my concern.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Mark Wienerman, 103 South Nashville Avenue.
Wienerman, do you swear affirm? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Okay, the board just heard from my wife also. There are a couple concerns. I don't even think Bonnie's foundation is, capable of holding that house. It's been sitting like that for I think since 2018, and it's just, it is a wreck down there. We live in front of 102 South Oakland, that you guys knocked it down for Barry Sable because of they lost the zoning. And I definitely feel this should be the same. We have no parking on our block. When we bought the house 11 years ago, Bonnie had an illegal tenant down there. We had the police at our street every other week. She had tenants down there. They were throwing stones through our windows. They had a dog that was all over the grass. And I just think it's bad. We don't have parking. My wife stated about 5,000 boardwalk. And there's no parking on our block now. And it's just not going to work. And I think the board should definitely shoot this down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pam?
Yes, my name's Fred Furman. I'm at 112 South Nashville Avenue.
Can you say your last name again?
Furman, F-U-R-M-A-N.
All right, Mr. Furman, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thanks.
My complaint is about parking. As it is during the summer, parking is very, very difficult. And as previously mentioned, people at 5,000 Boardwalk just park their cars on our street all the time during the summer. And it's a nightmare to try and park, not just on our street, but in that vicinity. And I'm sure you can imagine with the number of tenants that live in 5,000 Boardwalk and their friends and guests and so forth, it's parking is very much at a premium. So having a rental property there, two units and their guests and their friends just doesn't work. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a comment. There's not an application that we hear at this board where parking is not an issue. So it's a universal problem throughout our city, which is a universal problem for every municipality from Sandy Hook all the way down to Cape May. So we appreciate those comments, but please keep your comments more related to the applicant. Anyone else?
Just give us your name and address for the record.
Elizabeth Slater, 5100 Atlantic Avenue, Ventnor.
Slater, please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Bonnie Horowitz has been a wonderful neighbor, but my family and I cannot support her request for a certificate of nonconformity. Whether the property at 106 South Nashville remains in her name or is sold, we do not want any additional multifamily dwellings in our neighborhood. As mentioned previously by other people on the street, North Beach is a high density area and parking is extremely limited, and it's gotten worse. Rentals and Airbnbs pose numerous problems in our city, and we don't need any more in our block. And finally, I want to speak on behalf of my neighbors, Ed and Hannah Khan at 109 South Amherst Avenue. They have a summer home there. I only have one comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Briefly, because they're not here.
Yeah, I know. And Ed Khan is a lawyer. They reside in Princeton. They've owned their summer home at 109 since 1948, they said. But they both said that, and I quote, "We prefer single family dwellings, not Airbnbs or rentals." Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes.
Brian Jagadar, 108 South Nashville Avenue. Jagadar.
And please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
108. I'm sorry.
South Nashville.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm the direct neighbor of the applicant. We share the driveway. I was going to say something more about parking, but you already said, don't mention this. I'm not going to say anything about parking. It is definitely a nightmare. Thank God I have a two-car garage. Otherwise, it would be absolutely unlivable. When I bought my house in 2010, you know, she had a couple of tenants living over there. It was not very pleasant, though no fault of hers. The kid was running through our back alley and backyard. You know, the women always playing loud music. Not at all hours of the night, but still, it was somewhat of a nuisance. And for like four, five, six, or maybe even longer years, there was no tenant until now. So I have to wonder if the applicant is only doing this to get more money from the sale of the property, which is what it's at right now. So definitely, I oppose the application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last call. Anyone else? Oh, one more. After that, we'll have to close it down.
Name and address, please.
Stacy Jaskell, 104 South Nashville.
Okay, Ms. Jaskell, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes. So I also oppose this application and think it will have a negative effect on my quality of life and the enjoyment of my home, which is right next door to 106. I won't say parking, but but parking. Noise, trash. I mean, you know, there are disadvantages to having a multifamily. I think my biggest reason or reasons is that having a duplex on the street is inconsistent with the goals of our master plan, which is to decrease density and to eliminate non-conforming uses. It's inconsistent with the current zoning of the property as a single family dwelling. It's inconsistent with our ordinance that says if you discontinue a legal non-conforming use, if it's determined that it was in 1978, it cannot be reclaimed. It's inconsistent with the decisions of this board for similar applications like 102 South Oakland and some others. It's inconsistent with the property card that Vetner has for the property, which clearly says it's a single family dwelling with an elevated basement. And it's inconsistent with the tax bill, which says calls it a 2.5 story over a garage. The application that was put in 1998, that was denied by Jimmy Agnesino, that was dated 3/16/1998. And like my husband said, I think that 320 is 320 of that same year. I don't think it was 2020. And it was due to there not being any proof. I don't think that having COs for a few of the years since 1978 are proof that this is a legal non-conforming use or that has been in continuous use and has not been discontinued. So even if it was legal on the test date, it hasn't been used as a two-family home since at least 2018, which was more than 6 years ago. I disagree with the that COVID had anything to do with it. I was in the property personally in the early part of 2018. We were thinking about maybe buying it. Ms. Horowitz was thinking about selling it back then. And the basement area had already been destroyed, she told us, by a broken pipe. And it was completely gutted, so it was totally destroyed. I don't know if there was insurance money, if that was paid for, what that was used for, but there's never been any move at all since then to repair it. I don't think COVID really has an effect on this because it was at least 2.5 years before, and it's been 2 years since contractors, you know, maybe there was a year or two where you couldn't get anybody, but now certainly for the last 2 years there can. So that's that. The property was put on the market in last summer. It did not sell. And I believe that the applicant has no intention of fixing it up, that this is just for the purpose of selling it and being able to maximize the price by having it be a legal duplex. But it's been discontinued. It hasn't been used for all these years. It was totally destroyed. So, and also the COs that we have are only for a few years since 1978. I think the first one is 2008. It's not 2004. The first one that I see is 2008. There hasn't been one since 2015. So we have COs for a 7-year period, and I don't know what the occupants were in those years because we moved in the end of 2018. There was nobody there then.
That's only a small period. I have no idea what happened in the intervening years. So if the use was legal in 78, which is a big question, it's certainly been discontinued at least since 2015 and maybe in other years. And our ordinance says if you discontinue a use, you cannot reclaim it. And that's my objection.
Well, thank you for your research. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You said, unless I misunderstood, that the apartment has been gutted.
It's the way when we were in it, there's some wooden frames, but there's no walls. I don't remember if there's a kitchen or part of the kitchen. I don't remember. It was completely, I mean, there's no walls. There's just framing that was left. I don't remember how much of a kitchen was in there, whether there were appliances. I don't recall. I think that nothing was there, but I wouldn't say that directly, but it was uninhabitable when I saw it. It was uninhabitable in 18 when I saw it. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for your comments. I'm going to close off the public portion. One more? All right, last one.
James Fazio, 107 South Nashville Avenue.
Mr. Fazio, please raise your right hand. You swear from the testimony you'll give will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Bonnie and I, who's an absolutely wonderful neighbor, went through the damage of our homes at the exact same time. It was January 4th, 2018. I think we kind of helped each other a little bit during that time, gave each other a little moral support. But it's been 6 years, and it's been nice and quiet. And I just think allowing these apartments in Ventnor like this is just going backwards. I think Ventnor over the last 11 years since I've been here has really been leaps and bounds, so much new construction, so much going on, restaurants, everything. It's just become a vibrant place. It's allowed this again. It just sets us back. So that's my thing. I just don't think it should be approved.
Thank you. Well, with that, I'm closing the public portion of the meeting. Do you have any additional comments?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I appreciate the comments by the public. I think it would have been nice to have heard from any of the public before this evening. Perhaps we could have answered a bunch of their questions. The unit is not gutted. There are walls in there. There are kitchen fixtures. There's a functioning bathroom in there, as the applicant testified to. I would reiterate our request again to table this application. We'll come back with pictures so the board can see what is in this unit. We were actually not anticipating such a such antipathy towards this. Interestingly enough, my clients, I guess, have lived on this street more than everybody else here, it seems. They're the ones who were here back when Lou's was still open for business. I would ask that we table this matter. I would ask that we have the opportunity to come before this board and provide the additional documentation that this board has asked for. Thank you. Please.
Is the intention for her to keep the house and live in it, or is the intention for her to sell the house as a duplex?
The intention, the property is currently not listed for sale. It was listed for sale. I've had numerous conversations with my client, the members of her family. They don't want to sell it. The family has great emotional attachment to it. They've owned this. This was their parents. This was their grandparents' home and then their parents' home. This has been in the family since 1971, when this entire island was so different. It was all year-round families back then. That's what we all were here. And so they go way, way back. And right now, there is no clear intention on selling the property. It is not listed for sale. The agent who was utilized to sell the property has, you know, been let go. There have been no efforts made by my client to list the property, to sell it. And the only conversation I've had with Bonnie Horowitz, and including this evening while we were waiting for the meeting to commence, was my family doesn't want me to get rid of it. I have a son up in the Philly area. I've got a daughter at Mays Landing. I've got other family down in Florida. This is like the family shore home. So for now, there is no intention to sell the property. In the future, that may change, to be honest. But right now, there is no intention. Last year, it was for sale, but then they took it off the market. They didn't say, well, all right, let's just sell it. You know, we'll sell it as a single family. No, they want to turn it back into an apartment. It sounds like the family wants to keep it. And in terms of, well, I would, again, I would just ask that we have the opportunity to come back here and give the board the additional information that it wants. I believe that. Pardon me?
Ms. Carr with Carrie.
Yes. Yes. She occupies the upper portion of the home.
Being so calm. All this because I'd be burning.
No, it's all right. Listen, everybody has a right to come forward. This is their neighborhood. They have concerns. And let's face it. I mean, you know, parking is a mess everywhere in the island. And in the summertime, the level of aggression that people show towards spaces is amazing. I mean, I've had clients that have come to me who went out and bought orange cones and put in front of their house, thinking, "Who's no one's going to disrespect the cone?" You know, and just people fighting, literally fist fighting over spaces, but. It, as the chairman said, there's nothing we can do about it. It is what is. And whether this was an apartment or whether this is just a single family home, it's a big house and a lot of people could come and visit. As Mrs. Horowitz has a decent sized family. You could have more people visiting in one family than could be staying in the property as tenants down below. So parking is always going to be an issue, you know, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, it's going to be brutal. And we all have had to live with it. I grew up on this island too. So we all had to live with it. You know, I think that, you know, all we're looking to do is maintain a status quo with this property. That's all we're seeking. We're not seeking to expand the use. We're seeking to maintain what had been, what the property's use going back, you know, to the early 70s. But having said all of that, I appreciate your comments. They were rather kind. You know, if the board is so inclined, we would certainly appreciate the opportunity to come back before this board, present the additional documentation that this board has clearly indicated it wants to see in order to fully consider this application. Thank you.
Mr. Abramoff, assuming we table this, how long do you think you would want? And what, do you want to renotice or do you want us to try and pick a date and make that announcement now so everyone knows when to come back?
I guess it depends on, I don't know what the agenda is for. I'm looking at your...
June. Next meeting will be in June.
And I don't know what the, how tight that agenda is. Well, it's up to the board if it wants to have a fourth application on or whether it would rather push this into July. I mean, we
meet twice in June.
Okay.
So June 12th.
Then Monday, the June 24th, we would be greatly appreciative to have the opportunity to come before the board on that date. I would also ask that, again, Leo, to echo what you had just said, we do this with our board. I would ask the opportunity that a notice be placed that, you know, proper notice has been given both through the U.S. Mail and through the press of Atlantic City, and that the board, that the applicant not be required to re-notice for the June 24th meeting. That Mr. Chairman, if you would please announce to the board that this matter is being carried to the June 24th meeting in this room at 6:30.
Okay, so I got it. The Horowitz application, unless the board is in disagreement, everyone's okay with it. I assume, correct? All right. Yeah. We're gonna table this to June 24th, 2024. That's a Monday evening, 6:30 p.m. in this room. The applicant's not required to republish or renotice. You're not gonna get anything in the mail. So this is your official notice. If you wanna come back on that night, June 24th, 6:30, you can pass the word along, but this is all being recorded. So that's your official notice on that. There'll be no renoticing and republication. And I'll say it now, we'll get into it more. Ms. Slater? They're presumed, how would they have known had they knew about tonight, why aren't they here? So you can tell them. the law says that if a matter is tabled, that they're presumed to have listened to the recording of the hearing or come to the hearing to hear that it's going to be carried to another date. So it'll be on our website. It'll be in the minutes. They can call City Hall and they can call me and I can tell them it's on June 24th. You guys can tell as many people as you want that it's on June 24th, 2024, but it's pretty standard that we don't require a new notice or application to go up. And I'm sure we'll get into it more. It's just standard procedures what we do. I'm sure the word will get out. At some point in this R9 zone, duplexes were not prohibited. At some point, they became prohibited. It appears that was 1978, based on what I'm seeing. I'm not necessarily, that's still, I guess, up for some debate. And it's the applicant's burden to show that there was a duplex on this property prior to that time, and it has continued without abandonment, which is a little bit of a more complicated legal issue than the common sense thought of what abandonment is. So that's really the narrow issue that we're looking for, and we're looking for proof from, you know, issues with parking and the structure might be falling apart. They may be valid issues, but our issue is going to be narrow. I just wanted to echo that, get that on the record, but we'll get more into that when we come back on June 24th.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, board members.
Okay, the next item on our agenda.
I have next, it's Chris Balanson. I have the next item, next matter. Give us just a couple more minutes while I'm trying to maybe resolve an issue with the neighbor. Should we shorten everything up significantly? We just have a couple minutes.
Take a recess.
Recess.
Perfect. Thank you. Great.
Dan Buse, trying to say.
But. Oh, wait. Oh.
Their building is here. Had nothing to do.